I'm Bob Garfield, and welcome to Bob's Grill. Each week this August, I'm inviting you to join me in my backyard to fire up the barbecue and turn up the heat. This week, we're roasting a whole pig. Hunter Moore was the creator of the now-defunct website isanyoneup.com, an amateur pornography and revenge site with an insidious social networking component. The way the site worked was that users submitted naked photos of people, an ex-girlfriend, for example, submitted, say, by a former partner who was looking for vengeance. Rather than just publishing the photo online for the whole world to see, Moore's site also included links to the naked person's social networking profiles. So if someone Googled that person, Moore's site would likely be one of the top results, making that unauthorized photo all but impossible to avoid. When I talked to Moore back in 2011, he told me that posting the subject of the nude photo's social media profiles was a big part of the site's appeal.
I mean, you could post pictures of, you know, random boobs and penises all day, but just adding that social network to it just puts it to a whole other level.
A whole other level of reality, of lack of anonymity.
Exactly.
And of shame, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Tell me about the shame factor. People obviously are not thrilled, for the most part, to find out that they're the stars of your website on any given day. How do they react?
We get a ton of removal requests, obviously, but I hardly ever get any from any of the males that are on the site. It's always from the girls. Usually, they just freak out and they do whatever they can to get it off the site.
Has anyone ever succeeded in getting their photos taken down?
It's up to us if we're going to take it down, obviously, but usually we go ahead and take it down, especially because it is kind of revenge and stuff. You have a lot of angry exes, or sometimes, you know, somebody that you had a restraining order against or a stalker got a hold of your pictures or something. We try to get those down immediately.
You know, it's not fair for me to characterize you as strictly being in the shaming business. Because you're equally in the ridiculing business.
Mm-hmm.
People send you shots, and if you don't deem them attractive enough, it's open season, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what people want to see, and I give it to them.
Now, what you're doing isn't illegal. What is the underlying statute that protects you from legal action?
A lot of people call it a loophole, but, you know, there's the Decency Act of, you know, 96 that protects me, you know, just from users submitting anonymously. Even if I do edit it, it still protects me because it was submitted anonymously by another reader or user.
That's the Communications Decency Act of 96, right?
Yeah.
Section 230.
Yeah. And then also with the copyright issue, you know, a lot of people send me DMCA requests. And
they say, I own this photo. You have no right to display it. Please take it down.
Yes. But when you take a picture of yourself in the mirror, it was intended for somebody else. So actually the person you sent the picture to actually owns that picture because it was intended as a gift. So whatever that person does with the picture, you don't even own the nude picture of yourself anymore. But when you go to my site and you fill out the contract, I don't want any of the copyrights or anything. You actually take full responsibility for any content that's submitted. So that's how I'm protected.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Now, we've discussed that the people whose photos wind up on your website
mm-hmm.
are in varying degrees shamed, appalled, horrified, shattered. So understanding that, why do you hurt people?
I actually don't. They hurt themselves, and I'm just making a profit off of it.
That's everything but true.
No, I mean, I give a stage for people to put that content on the web, but it's 2011. I mean, people, they're putting their lives on Facebook and Twitter, and then they expect to send these private, intimate photos to random people that they're meeting online that they don't know, and they expect it to not be on the internet.
Has there been any individual victim who you've just felt sorry for to the point that you were moved to take something down and you know, even, oh, I don't know, apologize for the embarrassment that she's undergone, or he?
I mean, that's happened a million times, I'd say. I felt really bad about a lot of things. I don't just do the posting, so sometimes stuff goes up and, you know, I'll see it later on and I'll feel bad, or I'll be reading a removal request and I'll feel really bad. I've had points where I felt so bad I've wanted to stop the site, to be honest with you.
And what stopped you from stopping?
It's just too much fun. I get paid money to throw parties, and I get paid money to sit in front of my computer and look at all my peers naked, so it's pretty awesome.
If you got nude photos of your sister or your mom, would you post them?
No, of course not. Why would I post pictures of my sister or my mom?
Well, why wouldn't you?
What would you want to see your mom naked? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's why would I post pictures of my family naked? I thank God it's my site. I mean, I wouldn't. Why would I post pictures of my sister? That's crazy.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Hunter, we're done.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for speaking to us.
All right, cool. Thanks for having me.
Is AnyoneUp.com closed in 2012? 3 years later, Hunter Moore was sentenced to 2.5 years in federal prison. Ironically, the charges had little to do with what earned him the title the most hated man on the internet. Publishing revenge porn and destroying people's lives turns out not to be a federal crime. Rather, Moore was sent to prison because he had paid an accomplice to hack into email accounts to obtain nude photos, which he then posted on his site and from that received financial benefit. Gosh, what a guy. Join me every week this month for new episodes of Bob's Grill.